blog.ericmhunter.net. Shareware. Back in 1993, id Software released their latest title, Doom, as they tested a new marketing strategy for PC games called Shareware. The idea was that a small inclusion of the game would be released for free to the public to garner those who would want to try the game first before purchasing the whole game at full cost. It was also a small enough file that would allow for the trading of the game to friends, since it could fit on a 3.5-inch floppy. For those too young to remember, a 3.5-inch floppy was, well, it was really small. Really, really small. What the shareware model was intended for was to give the user a clear idea of the gameplay mechanics, story, characters, and plot, designed in such a way that would give you just enough and leave you wanting more, which would in turn ask you to purchase the rest of the game. Fast forward to 2016, Bethesda Softworks, currently the holders of the Doom franchise, announces something out of the ordinary. A shareware. A free level to download from their latest Doom game for all to play, uninterrupted, unaltered, a vertical slice of their latest entry into the series. Free to download for PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4 for a week. Why a week? Because no one deserves to do or play anything for free. That pie-in-the-sky thought has long been dead, much like the days of the popular arcade, but a glimmer of something from the past. Shareware is an idea that needs to have a resurgence in the gaming community. When developers release demos, they are just that. Demonstrations. Demonstrations of what the game could be like, followed by the mystery of, am I looking at actual gameplay or pre-rendered footage? These types of questions shouldn't be in a potential buyer's mind. It's another hurdle that they would need to jump over before they purchase your game. If you have a shareware version of your game to offer, a vertical slice of an actual piece of your finished product to play, to master, to memorize, to familiarize themselves with, so when they purchase the game in full, they'll be ready. Nothing is a better statement as to what your game has to offer than that vertical slice. And it should be small enough to fit on a 3.5-inch floppy. I'm just kidding. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.